Yes.
Jack, why don't you take a note that bag Bravo is empty with miscellaneous photos since the last report on it?
Okay.
And, Ken, we're stowing back Nancy at, reading 153.
Okay, copy 153. Go ahead, Gino.
Okay, Ken, we're all we got left in Stowe now is a bunny slip bag, and that didn't work. And we got all the ETV stuff taken care of. All the other bags are stowed per your recommendation. We'll be configuring the ETS for sleep and putting up the hammocks here shortly. And as soon as we get cleaned up personally a little bit, we'll be in a sack.
Okay, sounds great. Hey, Gino, guys are looking at that buddy Sliss bag and suggested you all make sure that you're going to have room to do the equipment jettison and get the hatch open and all that. They had planned on stowing it the next day.
That's a good thought, Kent. Thank you. The fact is, it probably make things more convenient. We were going to be smart and get ahead here, but thank you.
The faster I run, the behinder I get.
Yeah. You keep forgetting these checklists have been exercised 100,000 times.
Yeah, we keep remembering that. Challenger, Houston, if you just give us a call when you're ready to sack out, we won't bother you, and just that way we can keep track of what you're doing and when you're about ready to go to bed, and we'll get you up at an appropriate time.
Okay, Ken, it's Jack. I guess I have the duty biomed tonight, so I'll give you a call when we're turning out the lights.
Okay.
It won't be too long.
All right. You guys are doing pretty good. You're almost caught up.
Hey, Ken, working through this thing, we haven't been able to find instructions for the storage of the EV gloves. Do your friends back there have any recommendations?
Okay, stand by one. I'll check on that. Okay, Jack, we could stick those things on the comm panel for now, and then tomorrow on page 714, it's going to have you store them in the Leva bags. But for the time being, if you just stick those up on the panel and set them aside, you'll use them tomorrow.
Okay, Ken, gotcha. Yeah. They're going to get the inside of the Leva pretty dirty.
Well, from what we've seen, Jack, I think everything's going to be about the same color by the time you get through.
Okay, it didn't bother your... Your EVA did it, Ken, to have a little dust in your helmet?
No, that's kind of nice to have.
Hey, an experienced fellow like you might have a recommendation on how to get my visor up.
Yeah, give it to the CMP.
We're just debating down here how come you guys threw away those nice clean gloves and kept the dirty ones.
wish you hadn't asked that, Dee. We're just debating that, too.
How long are your arms, Jack?
You do all sorts of things. Hey, they're on the porch, as a matter of fact. That's not too far-fetched. I guess there's some old friends you just hate to get rid of, Dee.
Yeah, that figures. Yeah, you guys have had some real winners there. Don't change a good thing.
Well, they seem to do all right for us, and I guess that's the way we were halfway thinking, but not thinking very well, as is witnessed our checklist procedures tonight.
Yeah, you're doing outstanding.
Challenger Houston, on your comm, your checklist will call for going to down voice backup, and tonight we'd rather just leave it in the normal voice, so if you leave the configuration you have rather than change it, that'd be a good deal for us.
Okay, Ken, I only got part of that. I was scrubbing my face here. You want to stay in the same comp configuration we've got right now, is that correct?
That's permanent.
Okay, that's easy. Okay, Ken, Gene just stowed the EVA antenna.
Okay.
And I'll be off comm here just for a few minutes, Biomed, so but I'll be back with you when I turn in.
Okay, I may have misled you earlier when I said we weren't going to lose any time. We can get you 8 hours here up to about 19 after the hour, and after that we're going to have to start rearranging things to get 8 hours.
Well, Gene's almost in his hammock now, and I will be shortly, so I think we're probably in pretty good shape.
Okay, that's fine. I just I didn't want to mislead you.
That's all right. You've never misled me before. Well, let me think about that.
I was going to say, you catch on awful slow if that's true.
Right. And I'm going to take off my headset here and jump into the hammock. What time are we getting up CET or Central Time?
Well, it's going to be roughly 45 minutes past the time listed at 182.39. So are you asking for it local time?
Yeah, my watch is set on Houston time. What time will it be?
Be about
8 hours from when?
Be about 12:15, Gino.
Okay, that sounds great, Deke. We're just cleaning up a few minor things, and we'll actually probably be asleep in the next 10-15 minutes.
Okay, sleep good. You had a lovely day. Hope tomorrow.
Sorry to
good.
Keep. Thank you, boss. Sorry to keep you up so late, but appreciate it very much.
We're enjoying it.
Hey, Gene, before you unplug, you
okay,
might
I'm off
check,
here.
Your, check the suit flow valve. Looks like it's not flowing, if that's the configuration you want.
Yeah, we got them. We got them both flowing, and we got good circulation in the cockpit. If it looks good to you down there, we're in good shape up here.
Looks fine. See you later.
Okay, we thank you much.
This is Apollo Control at 175 hours, 21 minutes, ground elapsed time. The crew of Challenger has signed off for the night, climbing into their hammocks. The commander, Gene Cernan, in the upper berth, lunar module pilot, Jack Schmidt, in the lower hammock. Scheduled 8 hours sleep period. Awakening shortly after noon today. Command Module America currently. currently in a 67.8 by 54.9 nautical mile orbit. Command module pilot Evans has 4 hours and 22 minutes remaining of his sleep period before being awakened for a plane change maneuver and a trim maneuver to get in the proper orbital plane for a rendezvous. And at 175.22, taking down the air ground one line until somebody wakes up. This is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control at 176 hours, 7 minutes, ground elapsed time in the mission of Apollo 17. Command Module America, about one-third of the way through front side pass on Revolution 45, 52 minutes remaining until America coasts behind the moon. The crew aboard Challenger, meanwhile, is settling in for 8 hours scheduled sleep period, which will end shortly after noon today, Central Time. 3 hours, 37 minutes remaining of the command module pilot's sleep period. Command Module America presently in a lunar orbit measuring 55.1 nautical miles at paracentian by 67.7 nautical miles apocentian. A gold team of flight controllers settled in for about a 12-hour shift today on a quick turnaround. And at 176.08, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control at 178 hours, 7 minutes, ground elapsed time. Command Module America at the present time on the 46th lunar orbit, immediately over the Taros-Littrow landing site, where the crew of Challenger has approximately 5.5 hours remaining in their sleep period. Evans, meanwhile, has some hour and 37 minutes remaining in his scheduled sleep period before a wake-up call is made for the coming day's activity, including a trim maneuver to tune up the command module's orbit and a plane change maneuver to place the command module in the proper orbital plane for a rendezvous, which will take place after the lunar module is lifted off the lunar surface and is placed back into orbit around the moon. The command module spacecraft systems are all functioning normally at this time, according to the flight controllers here in the control center. Some 49 minutes remaining until America goes behind the moon. At 178.08, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control, 179 hours, 41 minutes, ground elapsed time. About a minute until we have lock on with the command module America on 47th revolution around the moon. Shortly after we have good solid lockup, the spacecraft communicator Ken Mattingly will call Ron Evans on Air Ground 2 circuit for a wake up. We'll bring that up at that time. Meanwhile, the crew in the Lunar Module Challenger is still asleep at this time, with some 3 hours remaining until they're awakened. Standing by for word that we've locked onto the command module downlink. We've had acquisition. We'll bring up Air Ground 2 and stand by for the wake-up call to Command Module America.
Good morning, America. Rise and shine. America. This is Houston, over.
Hey, Houston, this is the Command Module Pilot of the United States Spaceship America. I'll be ready to go to work soon as I get untangled.
Okay. We got plenty of that for you.
Okay. I think I woke up just about the time, just before you called for some reason. VHF is off. Houston, at least it's daylight today. Yesterday you got me up in the middle of the night.
Oh, this is a gentleman's day.
Right. really a 2 hour day when you go around the moon, is it?
You don't get so tired that way.
Houston, America, if you happen to have a summary report of EDA 3, I'd sure like to hear it.
Okay, we'll do that. Let me give you a quick rundown on review of what we're going to do this morning. We've got the extra RCS trim burn that's going to be coming in. I've got a pad for that guy, and I have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 one-liners to go into your flight plan to bring it up to date. The general plan is to do a minus X RCS on the trim maneuver in order to avoid impinging on the sim bay. The burn will be about 30 seconds worth, and it's going to give you about 9 foot per second delta V. The maneuvers have all been checked out, and it's a reasonable timeline. And so I have both the plane change and the trim pads for you. And that may cut into your heat period just a little bit, so you might keep that in mind. And when you get a chance to nibble, that's probably a good thing to be doing. And then once we finish the plane change, we're going to be back on the nominal flight plan and pressing on in it just like we have been. We're going to be leaving the mapping camera in and taking pictures with it still retracted in an attempt to avoid increasing the number of cycles on the camera. And we'll be running the SPS-PU valve in the decrease position in order to optimize our propellant loadings.
Okay. That sounds like good.
So when you're ready to copy some of those things, that might be a good thing to get started on. Go ahead and finish squaring away your cockpit. And while they're putting together an official summary, I can tell you my unofficial summary of EVA 3 is that sure is super. You got to watch those tapes when you get down. That's really a spectacular place, as you can probably see. And they found a lot of mining interesting rock there. Jack, being a true geologist, is making up new geological terms as he goes along.
Yep, I bet.
What you ought to do is, when he gets aboard, you ought to tell him that you saw a bunch of vertical dikelets over on the north side of the massif. Tell them they were very dark, very small.
Vertical dikelets?
Yeah, I think that's a word he coined on the way down there.
Dikelets? Okay. See, I got a update book here. I guess it'll be good for a friend, Bosman.
Okay. In general, let me tell you also that your RCS is 4.7 above the flight plan. And just in the summary, unless you want to plot them, I'll just tell you that the oxygen and the hydrogen are doing good things, and you got plenty of it. And I'm ready to give you the first pad will be a trim RCS burn, and the second one will be the plane change burn.
Okay, no, that's good on the hydrogen and oxygen. And ready to copy the trim, be pretty bad.
Okay, I'll give you the trim. RCS GNN 37416. GET 18134 0122 plus 00092. All zips and all zips. Roll 180 179 316 00673 plus 00624 00092 030 00092 13 2923 2999. And that's Sirius and Rigel, 118-159-349. This will be four jets, minus X on the RCS. And I'd like to just add a comment here about the attitude. This attitude is one that's computed after you've gone to the plane change rest map. And when you call P-41, you'll be getting a different set of attitudes computed out of it because of the P-41 computing a plus X burn. But when you're in attitude and P-41's called and you get to the delta V register, you should be able to put all of the delta V in one axis.
Oh, okay. This really is a positive grade burn, is what you're saying. And I really won't be able to trim it.
I'm not sure I understood your comment there.
Well, in other words, we're not faking 981, you know, like we do on the SEP maneuver.
Oh, that's correct. You're gonna see the numbers go to zero during the burn.
Okay, real good. We just want the 5018. Won't be the right attitude. We'll use the 49 maneuver and use that attitude.
That's correct. And then when you get there, that should put it all in the X-axis.
Okay, might as well.
Now I'm ready for the readback.
Let me read her back. Okay, VGNN RTS for trim burn. Weight is 37416. Pig is 18134-0122. I'm not sure on the seconds. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. 981 or plus 9.2 and X, 0 and 0. Roll 180, pitch 179, yaw 316. HA of 67.3, perigee 62.4. Delta B total is be 9.2. Burn time is 30 seconds. Delta BC is 9.2. Sex of star is 1.3. Shaft is 292.3. Front is 29.9. Heavy serious and rigel, 118, missed the pitch line, and yaw line is 349er. At the 4-jet minus X, and I'll be at the plane change rest mat.
Okay, and that pitch line is 159er.
Okay, pitch line 159er.
Okay, the next one will be the plane change, and I'll have that ready in just a second.
Okay, I'm in flight plan with that one.
Okay, stand by just a second. Okay, LOPC, SPS, GNN. Three, seven, four, one, six, plus, zero, three, eight, plus, zero, nine, two, one, eight, two, three, three, five, three, 00 minus 00179 minus 03655 minus 00069er. Roll 0, pitch 0, yaw 315. 00627 plus 00626 03660 020 03538 221489 195 Sirius and Rigel, and the roll, pitch, and yaw lines are the same. 118, 159er, 349. This will be 4 jets and 12 seconds.
Okay, LOPC, SPS, GNN, 37416, plus 038, plus 0.92, pig 182.3353.00, 981, minus 17.9, a minus 365.5, and a minus 6.9er. Roll 0, pitch 0, yaw 315. APA 62.7, perigee 62.6, that's pretty circular. Delta V total is 366.0, burn time is 20 seconds. Delta VC 353.8, sextant star 22, shaft 148.9er and 19.5, Sirius and Rigel 118.159.349, 4 jet 12 seconds.
Okay, it's a good readback. And I've got a couple of flight plan things to give you when you're ready for that.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, the first one is at 180 hours and 20 minutes. And
okay, got it.
Okay. We owe you an attitude there, and the attitude will be 179-222-359. The high gain, pitch minus 39, yaw 145. Why don't you read them back individually as we go along?
Okay, roll 179, pitch 222, yaw 359. High gain will be minus 39 and 145.
Okay, and that's at 180.20. That's with the verb 49er. The next one is at 181.35,
which is right
on the next page. And that's going to be at the verb 49, maneuver to LOPC. What we're going to do here is two separate maneuvers. We're going to do a maneuver which is a roll, so that when you do the next one, you'll avoid the gimbal lock because of the direction that the CMC would normally maneuver you. So this maneuver is going to be in two parts. The first one we're calling a verb 49 maneuver to the gimbal lock avoidance attitude at 181.35. That attitude, 081, 181, and 317. The high gain, pitch minus 19, yaw 227, and auto and narrow for AOS.
Okay, at 181.35, we'll have the verb 49 to give a lock of points. Roll 081, 181, and 317. High gain will be pitch of minus 19er and yaw 227. Auto and narrow for AOS.
Okay, now at 181.43, you can just skip that high gain call out. At 181.45, we want to add a verb 49 maneuver to the LOPC burn attitude.
Okay, at 181.45, verb 49, LOPC burn attitude.
Okay. Now on the next page, we go over to 182.15. And I want to add a PU valve to decrease.
PU valve to decrease.
All right, sir. And I have two more to give you, but before we do that, how about let's terminate the jet monitor. I call them P30, P20, and a verb 21 noun 26 to all zips, and then we can uplink while we're finishing it.
Okay, you have accept.
Okay, and you got the monitor terminated?
Yes, it's terminated. I guess it went through P30 faster than it showed up down there. Or went into P30, not through it.
Okay, why don't you put the pan camera to standby and the power on while we're about it, and we can let them look at that stuff while we're getting the rest of our flight plan updates.
Pan camera standby, power's on.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's go back to our updates, and the next one should come at 182.44.
Okay, 182.44.
Okay, at 182.44, I want to delete the mapping camera extend.
Okay, delete the mapping camera extend. Wait a minute, I just pressed that to open the cover. We've got to do that.
Yeah, you want to do that because we're going to take the pictures anyhow.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and then the next thing we want to do is at 182.48, just a half inch down, I have a new attitude for you where it says 097, 068, and 019er. It's now going to be 096, 097, and 352, and the orb rate attitude is still all zeros.
Okay, the attitude after the P-20 Austin 5 bus Explorer will be 096, 097, and 352, and orb rate is zero.
Okay, that last angle was 352. I'm not sure we got that right.
Okay, 352 for yaw. That's correct.
All right, sir. And while we're about it, why don't you take the pan camera power back off?
Okay, pan camera power is off.
Okay, and as long as we're talking about pan cameras, let's go to 183.45. Okay, and after the pan camera block, want to add V over H override to high altitude.
Okay, at the pan camera, standby stereo on power, put V over H to high altitude.
That's affirmative. And the last update is on the next page, 184.27. And it says mapping camera retract, and since we didn't extend it, you don't have to retract it.
That sounds logical. Okay, mapping camera, delete the mapping camera retract.
All right, sir. And let's see what else we have here. How about running your paw over most of your biomed sensors? It looks like you got some noise on there. And to avoid changing them, why don't you just kind of rub on each one and see if we can get it to come in a good signal.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, you're making progress there.
Hey, it's working, huh? There. That's pretty deep, little trough. You really didn't get a perspective of that thing. At least I didn't, from some of the pictures. Not that you had a chance to get up there and take a look at some of the other things.
Okay, I'll tell you when we get there.
That was the last of the flight plan things, huh?
Yes, sir, that was the last of the flight plans, and I still need a morning report from you and things like that, and I'll keep an eye on the clock down here and try to help you stay on the timeline. The one thing that I see that may have to change is I gave you a Delta VC for the RCS burn that wasn't very useful, because we have to set it up to count in the other direction, and there's a couple of things you can do, like set it to 100.
Yeah, okay.
It's just a backup monitor anyhow, and so it's setting it to 100 is probably the best thing to do.
Okay, let me see if I got time to put some hot water in my eggs.
Okay. Okay, Ron, the computer is yours whenever you want to go to block.
Sleep last night, probably about 6 hours. Kind of intermittent, but seemed to me like when I was sleeping, I was sleeping pretty good. For some reason, I woke up a couple of 3 hours after went to sleep. And I got to sleep about an hour late. I was just itching like a son of a gun.
What's that?
The only thing I can think of is that my arms, you know, my forearms.
Oh, I see.
My wrist back to the elbow.
Okay.
The only thing I can think of is maybe the old beta cloth itch, you know. As I looked around, there's nothing there. No hives or anything like that. So I got out some of that carry cream and put that on, and that stopped it. Went back to sleep.
Okay. And it's coming up on time to start our first verb 49 maneuver, which can be running, and I'll watch the angles while you put a little hot water in your food there if you want to. High gain to auto, please.
High gain to auto, and we'll set that at minus 39, yaw 145, just in case it breaks lock. second. I'm going to be off the headset here while I change back to my comm car.
All right, sir.
My BRD is 15044.
Copy that.
You're good thinking, bitch. Those are easy to fix. Three jugs of water. Okay, we're going back one right two. Yes.
lucked out.
Yeah, that's a good one. Hard to recognize in the telescope, but that must be it. Yep, that was it.
How about that? Okay, got those.
Okay, we'll torque at 30-10.
All right. Okay, I copy the angles for you if you need them.
Okay. Scares me every time that light comes on. Aha! Went away. There. Eight. What the course line area is. right, let's try the nosies again. Pretty logical for the attitude. Well, we did change our...
Okay, and the angles I copied last time were 217 on the shaft and 33 on the trunnion. You can torque any time.
And let's see. Okay, we'll torque at 3430.
Okay, that's a good number.
Knows exactly where it is. Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And it shows we even know how to calculate the burn attitude. And Ron, I just noticed that in all our scribbling, I missed the line that said configure for the dump on the previous column about 23. I don't know if you saw it in there or not.
Oh, sure, get it.
And when it's convenient for you, I've got
okay.
a couple of hydrogen tank fans to change, and the good docs would like to hear how you're
okay.
eating and pushing pills.
Okay. Took a Seconal last night. And by the 8-2 fans.
Okay, and that's hydrogen tank 3, fans off. And hydrogen tank 1, fans on.
Okay, number 3 went from auto to off. Tank 1 is going from off to on.
Very good. And Ron, we're coming up on dump time, and don't forget we want to close the covers and that kind of good stuff before we start the dump.
Okay. UV cover is, wastewater dump is on.
Okay.
Main valve is dump. Battery vent is closed.
Okay, Ron, the ECOMS is calculated about 12 minutes to go on your dump, and wouldn't hurt to set your kitchen clock or whatever you do to help remind yourself, because that'll be after LOS. And we've taken a look at all of the systems, and everything looks pretty good there. And Retro would like to remind you that the weight has changed on your trim pad, and that has some implications to the way that it computes the burn arcs, if you want to be super precise. And looks like everything is go for a trim.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'll set my little ding-ding here for about 10 minutes.
Why don't you try about 9? Charlie swears that it's no more than that.
Okay. I believe, Charlie. Want me to configure the DSU, or are you going to set it up for me?
Why don't you do that one? understand, Ron, we got about a minute and a half to LOS, and I never did give you a summary of the EVA. Just a few quick particulars with it. They got 7 plus 15 out of EVA 3. Got almost everything done. They had to delete Station 10 in order to make up time, but that's made up for by the fact that they found some more interesting things at other stops. And I mentioned the dikelets, and there's some indication that they may have seen a dike or something of that nature over on the North Massif. And Jack went out and applied all his physical skills to the lunar surface gravimeter, and that included jumping and kicking and pounding, and it still doesn't work. I guess we'll get them up about 183.45, and the only thing we've had to do on their surface checklist for launch day is just to scrub the P-22 that was in there, and we're just going to drop that one to make up some time. And looks like they ought to get about 8 hours of sleep out of it. So looks like everybody's in good shape. And you got just a few seconds to LOS. Keep your eye on the wastewater, and we'll see you.
Good. Thank you, Ken.
This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal from the spacecraft America going behind the moon nearing the end of revolution number 47. Now ground elapsed time of 180 hours 56 minutes. 2 hours 48 minutes remaining until Cernan and Schmidt aboard the lunar module Challenger are awakened at Taurus Littrow. And approximately 48 minutes until America comes around again, coming up on two maneuvers. Spacecraft communicator Ken Mattingly read up the pads, or the data needed by the command module pilot for performing these maneuvers. The first is a trim maneuver to tune up the command module orbit prior to the lunar orbit plane change maneuver. The trim maneuver will be done on the backside of the moon when we're out of contact with a spacecraft. That trim maneuver is scheduled at 181.34.01. Or 181 hours, 34 minutes, 1 second ground elapsed time. Total velocity change in posigrade, 9.2 feet per second. Burn time, RCS, that's with the reaction control system engines, of 30.06 seconds. And as Mattingly mentioned to Evans, it's being done in so-called minus X direction. In other words, the spacecraft will pitch over engine bell forward toward the direction of flight, so that Evans will see where he's been instead of where he's going, and the RCS thrusters will fire forward so that the instruments in the sim bay will not be damaged by the exhaust plume from the rearward firing engines. The effect is the same, however, the spacecraft is performing the maneuver in a pitched-over attitude, actually 180 degrees away from the original planned direction. On the next front side pass, then, following that, the scheduled lunar orbit plane change maneuver, putting the command module America back in the proper coplanar path with the landing site for rendezvous later today. This maneuver is scheduled at ground elapsed time of 182.33.53. Total burn time on the SPS engine of 20.07 seconds for a velocity change of 366 feet per second. This is a burn that will force the plane of the orbit back to coincide with that of the lunar module as it makes its ascent from Taurus Littrow back into orbit for the rendezvous sequence. The orbital measurements after the trim burn will be 67.3 nautical miles apocynthian by 62.4 at paracynthian. The plane change maneuver has also some retrograde component in it, a very slight retrograde component, which will circularize the orbit at 62.7 nautical miles. At 181 hours even, this is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control at 181 hours, 39 minutes ground elapsed time. Some 37 seconds now until the spacecraft America comes from behind the moon on Revolution 48. One of the first items of business on this pass will be a report by Command Module Pilot Ron Evans on the trim maneuver, which he will have completed just prior to acquisition on this rev. 2 hours and 4 minutes remaining of the Challenger crew sleep period. Waiting now for word from network that the we've had acquisition now. We'll stand by for the initial calls.
Hello there, how's it going?
Okay, just now calling a Burn 82. It's 67.4 by 62.8. Okay, let me give you a little burn report here.
All right.
I'm right during the burn, so you can get that off the recorder.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, with 30 seconds of burn time, by my stopwatch there, I ended up with a plus, now let's see, with a minus 0.5x, I think 0 in y, and a plus 0.5 in z. Okay, so I tweaked out the plus x, then roll right 90 degrees, and burned a 0.6 and a plus y. Okay, with a final trim of on a 985, so 0, plus 0.1 and a minus 0.1. Delta VC was a minus 110.4, but we had that not a minus, a plus 110.4. But the null bias check had a plus 0.9 on the bias.
Okay.
Okay, the down 20 values, down 20 values after the 90 degree roll there and for the final trim were 270, 179er, and 317.
Okay. Sound like you're way ahead of the game.
Yeah, it worked real fine.
Have you had a chance to get anything to eat yet?
Yeah, I ate some scrambled eggs, and I'm nibbling on the bacon bars, and I had some orange juice.
Okay, I wasn't trying to fish for a report. I was just trying to find out if you're still eating or how things are going.
I'm still eating a little bit, but we're in good shape.
Okay. And you get a medal for not over-dumping the wastewater tank.
Yeah, it's amazing. The old 9-minute mark was right on. I set it at 8 minutes, just to be sure. And 1 minute later, it was 10%.
Well, we won't be able to talk to Dumas
right
again.
That's right.
Okay, and I don't remember if I explained
star check.
Yeah, okay. And I don't know if you got an explanation on why your angles changed for the P-20 business after the burn, but this plane change burn is going to have a little orbit shaping in it as well as the previous one, so that it is going to have some components that are both radial and tangential. So that meant that your ref mat wasn't quite the ref mat that you were anticipating earlier, and that explains why those angles had to change on you, and it also explains some of those oddball components.
Okay. I was wondering about that, but I tell you, those guys in the trench down here, those so much more about what's going on and when they calculate that stuff than I do. But, I'll believe them.
Hey, Ron, are you in a place where you can spare a minute or two? Is that convenient?
Sure.
Okay, got somebody who'd like to talk to you for just a minute.
Oh, yeah?
Ron, this is Jim Fletcher. How are you?
Yes, Dr. Fletcher, mighty fine, sir.
We had hoped to catch you last night, but you were behind the moon when the ceremony was going on. Did you catch any of it at all?
Well, I got the briefing or the report from it from the Capcom. But it sounds like it was a mighty fine ceremony and something that this nation can really be proud of.
Well, Ron, there's one thing that the president wanted to make sure that you got, and I had hoped to do it last night. We've been very close touch with the White House, and the president has been following closely what's going on up there. And, of course, it's absolutely fascinating to us down here. But he wanted to be sure that that you understood that he'd like to wish you Godspeed as you return to Earth. And I must say, I'd like to add that, and also add that from everything I heard, this is a spectacular success.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Fletcher, and please convey my thanks to Mr. President. I appreciate that very much, and I also appreciate the opportunity to be able to do something for my country, and hopefully this is the one thing that I'll be able to do, and I certainly appreciate it. Just the thoughts themselves, really.
Well, very good, Ron. I'd just like to say that I've never had any idea whatsoever that things would go so well in the scientific part of the orbital science. It's almost unbelievable when I talk to the guys in the back room, and I just wanted to make sure you knew that I knew it.
Yes, sir. We certainly do, and they worked real hard to get these experiments and the equipment all squared away. I was following along with them pretty well, and I had a lot of confidence.
Well, very good. Thanks kindly.
Yes, sir, Dr. Fletcher. Appreciate it.
And, Ron, how about Heidi?
Okay, let me reset her here again.
That was NASA Administrator Dr. James C. Fletcher.
Yeah.
He was passing along a similar message to the one that he spoke to the crew in Challenger on yesterday, while Evans was apparently behind the moon, or at least out of contact on that particular circuit.
And how about auto on the high gain when you get a chance?
Okay, I'm right there, so we got her.
Okay, and let's see, we got a few minutes. I had two more magazine changes to go in the flight plan, if it's convenient to give them to you now.
Let me get started on the other Burp 49 here, okay?
Okay, just fine.
Plus
Schooner plus... And one more, proceed. Okay, we're on our way.
Okay, Ron, just for your information, about 291 looks like the maximum yaw you ought to see on this, and we'll keep an eye on it for you.
Okay. Why don't we take some of those flight plan changes here?
Okay. And these are real simple ones on page 283. Okay, at 187.45, you've got a magazine Bravo Bravo called out, and we'd like to make that Delta Delta.
Delta Delta it is.
Okay, and a couple of lines below that, you have a magazine November November. We want to change to Kilo Kilo.
Kilo it is.
Oh, okay. That was kind of painless, wasn't it? And that's all I got. We want to remember to get the PU valve to decrease.
Yeah, I can do that now, I guess, can I?
Okay.
Okay, we're setting on to minus 200, decrease.
Time here. Let me bring you up to date on the. Look out. on the food?
Yes, sir.
Like we're going to miss it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, day 8. Sausage, grits, whipped cocktail, orange beverage, coffee, and tea, and a vitamin. Next box. Ham. Couldn't find my cheese till last night, so I didn't have it. One rye bread, can of peaches, or sack of peaches, cereal bar, orange drink, coffee, graham cracker cubes, apricot cubes, jellied candy, sugar cookies. Supper, add hamburger and ketchup. Metal pudding, grape drink, yeah, I guess that was it.
All right, sir. We got about 34 minutes or so until the burn. I've got a news summary I can read if you'd like to have that, or if you'd like to put it off till later, I can do that too.
No, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, I'll just read it, then if I start to bother you, why just holler at me and I'll stop. This is put together by a Mr. Jim Kukowski, and looks like he's done a pretty nice job of summarizing the news, so I'm going to read it cold. And he's given us a summary of the late news. The weather couldn't be worse in Houston. It had to be better on the moon or in orbit around it. This morning, more cold and drizzle blanketed the Houston metropolitan area. Yesterday morning, it was 32 degrees. This morning, a little warmer, but a lot wetter. And it's getting colder on Friday. On the national and international scene, peace talks in Paris between Dr. Henry Kissinger and Le Duc Tho have ended, at least for the time being. Dr. Kissinger is in Washington today to brief President Nixon on the talks. In the past 3.5 weeks, the pair of negotiators have held 58 hours of talks. Neither side is giving out any hints. When asked about the ceasefire by Christmas, Dr. Kissinger told reporters at Andrews, "I don't want to make any predictions." The U.S., by a sizable vote, has had its assessment to fund the United Nations reduced by a vote of 81-27. The U.S. will now pay only 25% of the cost rather than the present 31%. Transatlantic fares may drop beginning in February. The International Air Transport Association says all carriers will set their own prices. It appears that air travelers to Europe next year may get some real bargains. In the hotly contested and federally supervised United Mine Workers election, the insurgent candidate, Arnold Miller, has gone into a lead over incumbent President Tony Boyle. Miller has led a grassroots movement to oust Boyle, who took over the union control from the late John L. Lewis. We mentioned the rather dismal weather in Houston area this morning, but the Midwest and Northeast are really getting some bad weather. Ice storm has seriously hampered the northern part of the nation from Idaho to the eastern seaboard. After almost a year, troops involved in the India-Pakistani war are beginning to go back to their homelands. The truce line maps have been exchanged and approved by both governments. Civil servants of the European Common Market, they're called Eurocrats, are on strike. The 8,000 employees walked off the job due to a salary dispute. On the regional and local scene, the Houston City Council has vetoed a plan to build a new commuter airstrip in southwest Houston for the Stoll aircraft. Residents of the area have been protesting. The community of Tomball, north of Houston, is looking for a new police force. The police chief and 7 officers walked off the job Tuesday after the city council refused the officers a pay raise. In Harris County, the State Highway Patrol and Reserve Police have been called in to maintain police protection. That's maintain protection in Tomball. The project to expand the Armin Bayou as a park and wildlife refuge has been given a boost with a $100,000 pledge. So far, $350,000 has been pledged. $750,000 is needed to gain federal matching funds. Galveston will hold a school bond election on February 3rd. The bonds, if okay, will be used to air condition all schools not so equipped and improve lighting at two schools. It's a light day in sports. The head coaching job for SMU is open. Being considered are North Carolina coach Bill Dooley and Washington coach Jim Owens. George Blanda, a living testimony for the over 40 set, will become the oldest man ever to play football this Sunday. Prior to Blanda, I guess we'd had some other folks, but this ought to be a new record. In pro basketball, Houston didn't play last night. Currently, Baltimore, Boston, Milwaukee, and Los Angeles lead the divisions. In pro hockey, Alberta beat the Houston Arrows 3-2. The big news in Houston sports is a city council approval of the Greenway Plaza as a site for the new $10.5 million sports arena. And finally, Christmas shopping is in full swing. The Christmas trees are intense on street corners, supermarket sites all over the area. Private homes throughout the whole area are lighting up with decorations ranging from happy Santa Clauses and sleighs to nativity scenes. It will be a Christmas world waiting for you when you come home. And that ends our summary for this morning.
Yeah, that's a good summary. Appreciate it. A little bit of everything in there.
Yeah, it looks like Mr. Kukowski read a lot of newspapers there. Okay, Ron, we're picking up some thermal problems on a pan camera. Would you manually roll left 30 degrees and we'll hold it till we pass into the terminator, or across the terminator?
Okay.
And Ron, that terminator crossing comes fairly close to the burn, so you might think about, if it looks agreeable to you, just go ahead and we'll use that as the burn attitude. You'll have to get a new P40 trim to take care of the gimbal offsets, so you may see a slight pitch in yaw attitude change.
Yeah, okay, that's no problem. I'll just roll left and then use a P41 trim. I hit Excel Command to make that 90 degree roll there the other day, or just a while ago. And I hit the stick a little bit too hard and you really wrapped it up to a little better than a degree a second. You can really get a sensation to roll, especially when you can see the moon.
Looks like we're going to have to go a little further to give us 5 or 10 more.
Okay, it didn't let go of the stick. Just
Okay. You're learning our tricks, aren't you?
Cup of gas, sir.
Okay, now you're in good shape.
Okay, we'll stop it right there then. About 35 degrees or so. Okay, I just made a delta V check a while ago, and it was minus 22.2. The bias check was went from 100 to 100.9 in a minute and 40.
Okay.
Actually, to Auto RCS Little X. D53.8 for the delta VC. Okay, Sim Bay, I checked in a while ago. B mags are rate 2. Auto RCS Lux are okay.
Yes, sir. When I gave you the uplink, they had to put in the trim burn.
Yeah, that's right. Plus 182 inner. Plus. Circular. 63.0 by 63.0. Of course, that's impulsive, I guess. 366.0 for total. That's right. Okay, 19. On the DET. Going. See, my section of star check's not going to be any good here.
Okay, we can give you another one if you'd like that. They've been scurrying around here and got you some new numbers if you'd like.
I don't see any reason to scurry around here. Oh, really? Yeah, I'll do it just for the heck of it.
Okay.
Got time here. Let's see, 19 minutes.
Okay, it's
get down here, and I'll just let you read them to me as I get.
All right, sir. It's a shaft of 237.2 when you get there.
Okay, plus, what'd you say it was?
237
shaft.
Decimal 20. Okay, that's 27.480.
Okay, we're CMC. Objects are speed.
Okay, well,
what star is it?
We're off and roll by a degree from where he calculated it.
Okay.
It's supposed to be good old star number 22.
Yeah, I can't see spot in the telescope. Hey, there it is.
Okay, you're
there
passing through the right roll angle, so it...
Okay.
358 and 314. That didn't change very much. Okay. Okay, it says we're there. Set IMU. Got the wrong pitch. Acts just like the simulator, you can't tell. And I thought when you got in the spacecraft that if you were 180 at it, it was supposed to flop back and forth, but it didn't do it. Okay, 326, 357.5, and about 315.4. C, line to GDC. Staff Control, Director Ollie Brickers are going in. Pitch one, yaw one. Okay, all Staff Control and SBS Breakers are in. Annual latitude, rate command. Okay, Lumen Cycles off, dead bend man, rate to low. Using rate command. Them only. Couple drives in auto. We're down to the 6 minute check. Here to the. Okay, we won't have any manual starts on this one. Not restart it if it quits. We'll shut it down on burn time plus one. GY only. Back to zero, then pretty much, I guess. All axis. Y and Z, there's still a trim X. Okay. We scratched out the part, so we're going to turn the tape recorder on, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. At 12 seconds for ullage. Burn time is 20 seconds.
Okay, and your goal from this end?
Okay. Hey, refresh my memory on the mission rules there, Ken. Could you, if it doesn't start on bank A, we start on bank B?
Stand by. We're making sure we're telling you the right thing here.
Okay. I was a little confused about the no manual start, you know. That's not a manual start to me, though.
Okay, Ron, the rule says if no start on A, try B.
Okay, that's what I thought. Plenty of battery juice here. Let's go to A. On. That B is on. And coming up. Okay, fuel cell 3. Pressure's alright, N2A, N2B is okay. And helium valves are in auto, we're in decrease in oxidizer flow valve. Pux mode is primary. Primary decrease at normal.